Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So, you know, you can either choose.
Have they asked you for a numerology reading?
No, they have not.
You don't think that says something?
Yeah, it does. It does a little bit. I think it definitely does. But I don't let it get to me. I think, you know, I think the part that it does is like at times I do want them like to be able, like if I'm at an event, I do want them to come support me at an event, things of that nature. But I just learned to say, you know what? I can't put that expectation on them. I got to do what I got to do regardless. You know, and then maybe it even some part of it is like, you know, they might be feeling biased, might be feeling some type of bias towards it. Like, well, you know, if I get to tell them about a numerology reading, start reading off their numerology, they think it's just because I already know who they are and not just going off of my experiences with them. So I kind of rather not do a reading on them. Yeah. Just because, like, if you want to read, go see somebody else.
When you did learn numerology, did it explain some stuff about the people you was around?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's how once I started learning it, I mean, that's how I, you know, started analyzing the patterns.
Before you dive off into numerology.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you go. Is numerology your first divination practice that you jumped into? Was that your first interest?
Yeah, it was. I think my, you know, I got into the crystals a little bit, you know, that was the first thing I really got into. But then it was numerology. I was interested in tarot. I was interested in tarot readings. I was watching different people do tarot readings. I had gotten Akashic Records reading, tarot reading. But when I started learning numerology, that's when I'm like, oh, I like this. And
why do you think numerology resonates with you? What do you think called you to numerology? Was you always into numbers?
You know what? That's funny. I was the kid. I remembered everybody's age. I always remember everybody's birthday. You can ask me about anybody in the family's birthday or age, and I always remember it. I remember everybody's telephone number. Anything that had to do with a number, I will remember it. You know,
kinda, are you good with math?
I was okay with math. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, in school, like, you teach me some math, and yeah, I learned it. Like, algebra, I was good at it. I just didn't like doing the homework. So, you know, if you ask me about my math grades, my math grade probably wasn't the best. But yeah, actually doing math, I was always pretty good at math.
All right. So you now, looking back, you see you always had an affinity for numbers.
Yeah.
You just didn't know at the time that you was going to be in the new problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you have to tell me about numerology? If somebody never heard about numerology, where do you begin? How do you explain it to them?
Well, one is the study of numbers. And then we have to understand numbers have, they just have different meanings behind them. I don't think people see how much numbers affect them. So, right, we can see, let's
imagine that when you say meaning.
Yeah.
Would you say, could I ask, meaning and vibration is similar? Would you say numbers have vibrations?
Yeah, energetic vibrations, absolutely.
Yeah.
But even with, like, for instance, right, I would tell a person, right, when you see a certain number, it can affect and change your whole mood, right? Think, like, you could say, like, it can be like, hey, you're talking about, hey, somebody invites you somewhere. Well, how many people are over there? Depending on that number, is going to affect how you feel if you want to go over there or not. Hey, well, it's a couple of us over here. Some people gonna be like, you know, okay, that's cool. I like a smaller environment. I don't like a lot of people. You say 30 people, some people gonna get a little anxious.
Yeah.
Right. But then also you think about it, you look at your number on your bank account. Some people are gonna get happy when they see the number in their bank account. Somebody gonna get upset. You know, you see that you don't overdrew your bank account, it's gonna make you feel a way. But then there's the metaphysical properties.
Speaking of bank account, mm-hmm. it also depends on where the zero is placed at in the bank account.
Yeah. Yeah, how many zeros up in there? That's, you know.
I mean, do you have zeros behind the first number? Or is it zero and that's it?
Right. So it's, you know. And so the most thing I start, like, so let's start with the number one, right? The number one, it's a single, right? You can see the number one is one person, and then it goes off there. Like, and it's once you start adding the metaphysical problems, well, when you one person, when you yourself, you're alone. That's what the number represents, being alone. But it also represents independence, meaning there's nobody else around you. That means you have to do for yourself. Right. And if you have nobody else around you, that means you have to only work with what you have. Right. You have to be assertive. You have to make a decision. You don't have nobody else to look out for you, which is pretty much all about the number one, is being self-reliant. So, you know, that's just the basis when it comes to the number one. But it's the numbers to me, they tell a story. Right. And even if I went to study the Bible, like I can make that right. The number one, Adam, first God made Adam. Right, the number one, Adam was by himself, then there was Eve, right? And Eve is all in the number, which is now it's two people, right? Where the number two is all about learning how to work with partnerships, cooperating with others, right? Teamwork, relationships, learning to empathize, right? So that's just the basics. So when someone starts asking about numerology, that's pretty much how I lead. Numbers hold vibrations based off your name, your date of birth, right? Based those vibrations, you attract those vibrations to you, right? But you're going to attract the lower vibration and you're going to attract higher vibration. It don't matter. If a person holds that number, you're going to attract it to it. Now, depending on how you let that person influence you, determines if you're going to go to a lower vibration or a higher vibration.
Your reaction to said meeting with person. Your reaction, hey, you attract, like birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
But when the flock get together, how do you let that flock influence you?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's certain things, and there's also certain ones that's going to challenge you. You know, again, like the number, two numbers are about the bully.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.